With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street and overseas markets appear to be regaining their footing after big sell-offs prompted by fears of a global trade war. Wall Street has just opened sharply higher. Japan's Nikkei soared over 6%. Japan is among countries moving to undertake trade talks following President Trump's tariff hikes. China, though, remains unyielding, and the president threatens an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports. Amid the stock market turmoil, LPL Financial's Adam Turnquist urging investors to simply hang in there.
These are not the times you want to be selling equities.
It's never a good idea to sell low and buy high. Attorney General Bondi refers to it as a landmark victory for the rule of law, referring to a Supreme Court ruling on the deportation of illegal aliens suspected of belonging to criminal gangs. The ruling, one of two high court decisions favoring the White House.
In a major legal victory for Donald Trump, justices on the high court allowed his administration to use the 18th century Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants. However, migrants must be given reasonable time to go to court before deportation. The high court was split 5-4. Separately, Chief Justice John Roberts agreed to pause a midnight deadline for the administration to return a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll at least 23 from severe storms that have devastated parts of the South and the Midwest. Florida has won its first NCAA championship since 2007. The Gators beat Houston 65-63 in the men's NCAA title game last night. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 1,338 points, NASDAQ 576 points higher. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the game of pool.
Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith faced off in the women's final of Britain's Ultimate Pool Pro Series, which doesn't sound so unusual until you learn that neither Harriet nor Lucy are actually women. Both are men living as women. And in the process of making the final, they defeated 14 real women, sparking outrage all across the United Kingdom, where pool is a much bigger deal than it is here in the U.S. There's talk of a lawsuit against the league by female players. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state must decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. Seven states use partisan elections. 14 use nonpartisan ones. Meanwhile, nine states task governors with appointing justices. Two use legislative appointments, four have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process that often involves nonpartisan nominating commissions. This is SRN News. This is like something straight out of Jurassic Park, and it leaves one to wonder, is it really a good idea?
Scientists at Dallas's Colossal Biosciences say they've genetically engineered dire wolves back into existence despite their being extinct for over 10,000 years. An article in Time magazine describes how the company took blood cells from a living gray wolf and used gene editing technology, or CRISPR, to genetically modify cells. The genetic material was transferred to an egg cell from a domestic dog to create embryos that were then transferred to surrogates. The three pups are named Remus, Romulus, and Khaleesi. Colossal Biosciences is also working to de-extinct the woolly mammoth, the Tasmanian tiger, the northern white rhinoceros, and the dodo bird. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A crew of three, two Russians and one American, has arrived at the International Space Station. They departed early this morning for an eight-month stay aboard the orbiting outpost. More details at SRNNews.com.